This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Well, hello, my creative friend, and welcome to the podcast. Well, there's an alluring title for you, The Dirty Little Secret of Success in the Arts. So let me tell you about this thing you are about to hear. Several years ago, I did a fan funding campaign for a new book called The Empowered Artist. It was a 30-day campaign, and I wanted to come up with a creative way to promote it and draw attention to it and provide some value at the same time. So I came up with this brilliant idea to do a series of daily videos called 30 Ways to Become an Empowered Artist. And it ended up being a bit more work than I thought going into it. But every day during the 30-day campaign, I posted a new video, like 6 to 10 minutes in length each, about some aspect of being a more empowered artist. And when the campaign was over, I looked back on all of these videos, like over 3 hours worth of them, and realized I got some pretty decent stuff here. I didn't want to just move on and forget about all of that work that I had done to create them, because I thought people could benefit from them beyond the 30-day campaign. So I painstakingly went through them, I edited out all of the references to the fan funding campaign, and I did post them on Udemy, an online course site, where it's still available to this day. But I was revisiting some of that material this week, and I think I'm just going to take the audio aspect of all of those recordings and repackage them and publish them that way as well. Anyway, I wanted to share one of the lessons with you on this episode. It's actually from day 2. And I don't know how much of a dirty little secret it is. You're pretty savvy. I'm sure you've heard this sentiment. You're well aware of this. But I just wanted to hammer home the principle that I shared in this recording all those years ago. So enjoy this, and I'll talk to you briefly on the other side. Welcome to the second installment in the series called 30 Ways to Become an Empowered Artist. So here's my second tip, and I think it can be best summed up with the phrase, immerse yourself in your craft. This is where you get busy doing the thing that you aspire to do. Now, in the first installment, I said that you need to give yourself permission to succeed. This covers the self-worth aspect. It's very much an internal mental thing. You've got to claim it for yourself internally first. So the second thing is bringing it into the physical world. It's the action part. And just affirming that you're an artist without coupling it with action is not going to get you anywhere. So this is the doing thing. Bottom line is, if you want to be a successful and empowered artist, you have to immerse yourself in the craft. You have to woodshed. You have to hone your skills. Therefore, if you're a musician, by God, you need to be playing, performing, maybe even writing and recording music on a regular basis. If you want to be an empowered writer, you have to write. You have to sit your butt in a chair or perhaps a stand-up desk, which would be more healthy, and write and spend a lot of time doing it. If you're a visual artist, you need to paint. Those are all my paintings on the wall behind me. They didn't get done by me thinking about them. You may have heard this thing about 10 years and 10,000 hours. Malcolm Gladwell covered this in one of his books. And the basic premise there is to achieve mastery in any field, you generally have to spend about 10 years and 10,000 hours on that thing to get so good at it. Now, your mileage may vary. It may take you less time or more time, but think about the principle behind that concept. You got to put in the time. You got to put in the activity of immersing yourself in your craft to become a truly empowered artist. You know, I make a living primarily as an author, a speaker, and a teacher. So I have spent decades of my life writing. There was a 10-year period where I published a local music newspaper. Every month I had deadlines. I had articles to write, people to interview. I had to make sure that it got done. And over the past 20 years, I have written and published literally thousands of articles, blog posts, podcasts, video clips like this one, just consistently cranking out content.
And hopefully this should not be a form of drudgery for you. You should be compelled to engage in that activity that you feel drawn to. Whether it's painting or acting or playing music or the written word or poetry, whatever it is, hopefully you're drawn to do that. And you have to do it on a regular basis to get really good at it. You want to achieve mastery. You want to achieve excellence in your field. You want to be so damn good that they can't ignore you. I believe that's a line from a Steve Martin book. But anyway, I hope you get the point. To become an empowered artist, yes, you need to have the mental confidence, the affirmation that I am an artist, that I'm worthy of pursuing this. Next, you gotta do the thing. You gotta immerse yourself in it often, regularly, over time to master it. So ask yourself, are you putting enough time into your craft? Are you honing and refining your skills? In fact, since I just asked the question, I would love you to comment in the comments below or somewhere on this page what you think about this aspect. Is it something you struggle with? Something that comes naturally to you? Do you think it's an important element of even becoming an empowered artist? All right, thanks for watching. It's Bob Baker. Thanks so long for now.
There you go. That's just one of the 30 lessons from that series. I guess in the show notes, I'll go ahead and link to that Udemy course. And then I'll keep you posted if I re-release it in audio-only format, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to do. By the way, that book, The Empowered Artist, still available. I've often referred to it as some of the most inspired writing that I've ever done, especially for my creative friends and followers. These are topics that are near and dear to my heart. You know, creative life that I have lived full on for the past two, three, four decades. So that book is available on Amazon in at least a dozen countries in both paperback and ebook formats. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. So have a great day and a great week, and I will be back with more inspiration for you very soon. So long. For now. Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/heart.